So we need to endure and persevere. That means there's warfare. That means there's hardship. Endure hardship like a good soldier. There's times that things will happen you won't understand, and your temptation is, why God? How God? Oh God. My Bible in Romans 8 says that we know. My question is, do we? We know all things work together for the good, for those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Here's what happens. When things happen and we don't understand, our mind goes bonkers. It affects our love for God. We question our call in God, and we go, pfft. We need to know he's good. Why don't we look there? That might be a good place to start. Romans 8. Would you go there? See, the word of God is huge, monumental in our lives. We have lived by our experience, and we've defined God by our experience. And there's so many cliches that have crept into the church that aren't God and don't release God's power. They actually stop God's power. They're actually anti-Christ, anti-anointing, anti-power of God mentalities. And it's the devil's strategy. You know why? I found in Corinthians that if he ever knew what he was doing, he would not have put Jesus on the cross. Watch. But he did. So now we're in the era of big cover-up. Satan is trying to cover up the blunder. God played him like a fiddle, played him like a pawn, and pulled back and left it be the hour of darkness, because all Satan knows how to do is steal, kill, destroy. So his answer is always destruction and death. And he played right into the wisdom of God and crucified innocent blood. And now the guilty can go free. Oh, God! If he ever knew what he was doing, he wouldn't have, but he did. So here's what he does. He realizes it on Resurrection Day. Because that one and mighty Holy Spirit went into the realm of the dead and brought Jesus up to life. Don't think there was a fight. Don't think he took Michael and Gabriel and watched the corridors and said, look, you know, it wasn't some detective who, look, we got to get him out of here without it. You know, don't think they tried to sneak him out the back door. Light is greater than. He went into the realm of darkness and the dead, and he went poof and lit up the place. And all of hell bowed before the king, I promise you. And he said, you're coming with me, Son of God. And he raised Jesus from the dead. Yay! And Jesus has the keys of authority. Death, hell, and the grave. You know he gave us the keys to the kingdom? So Satan realizes now he played into the hand of God, and he thinks, oh my gosh, I just shed innocent blood. All the scriptures start going, and he starts realizing the seed fell to the ground. He sprung up. He's going to bear much fruit. Now God has released his grace. The temple curtain tore. Oh my gosh, the Spirit of God is on the earth, and Jesus can reproduce himself in as many as will believe. Oh! That's the devil's standpoint. So what's he say? Okay, I got to get a grip here. Okay, that's right. I'm the master of deception. I'm the father of lies. Look, I can't defeat God, but I'm sure I can defeat them. I can't stop God, but I can stop them. And if I can stop them, I can stop God in them. God's purpose in them, God's will in them. Here's what we'll do. We'll just get them self-conscious, self-centered. We'll get them hurt and offended. We'll make them think the gospel's all about them instead of all about God. Yeah, we'll twist them up. Yeah, they're pushovers. Yeah, we can deceive them. We can't deceive God. We can't beat God, but we can beat them. Remember Eve? She was a pushover. Remember Adam? He just followed his wife. Yep, we can defeat man. So he's sure he can defeat us. He's very arrogant. He's fighting against God. He can't win, but he thinks he can, I guess. He's just evil. It's all he knows. He never stops yakking. Right? I heard a minister say once, a lady came to the altar and said, I just want to stop hearing the devil. Pray that I stop hearing the devil. He said, ma'am, I have to pray that God kills you. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. My sheep hear and obey a stranger's. You see why there's so much condemnation in the church and why the devil keeps you in sin consciousness and guilt consciousness and weakness and human awareness and, well, we'll never be perfect and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So we can never look in the mirror and in our face and see God. People feel like, well, I don't know if God loves me. Well, I think God loves me. Well, he used to love me. Well, yeah. You know why the devil does that? Because if he can keep you from being sure whose you are and that right standing you have and be confident in that, you can't discern what voice you're hearing. I'll tell you, the devil used to talk to me a lot about certain things. He doesn't even talk to me anymore because I just preach and shout and declare truth. Oh! We think what we're going through is our problem. How we respond to what we're going through is our problem if it's not God. So the devil whispers and tells some people, you'll never be nothing. And they grab that and run with it and go, I'll never be nothing. You get it? He puts a little bit of condemnation and we don't know the word and we're not accepting the word and we're not built up receiving the love of God. I found in my Bible that God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. So you're looking at a guy, I'm never going to be condemned ever. 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 Why? What happens if you make a mistake, Dan? Don't you feel bad about it? There's a godly sorrow in my heart. If I make a mistake and realize it, I simply quickly confess it to God. He cleanses me quickly of all unrighteousness and keeps me righteous and I'm his. Yay, that's really good. Don't ever run and put on fig leaves and try to hide. Not a good idea. Okay? Look. If who's ever done something since you've been a Christian and you knew it wasn't the best or right or it might have been sin and you felt bad about it and then for a while you felt bad and it was hard to get over it? I want to see your hands. Be honest. Okay? Now I'm going to talk straight. Don't ever do that again. You know why? Because the fact that you felt bad about it says something very important.